with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. When identifying a plant, it is incredibly helpful to know what parts of the plant to take pictures of to assist in identification. There are several things to note to narrow down the field of possibilities. The first is to take pictures of the entire plant. This will give an idea of the general size and growth habit of the plant in question. Most plants grow erect, but some trail along the ground and some are ground covers. It is also important to note if the plant comes back year after year, or if this is the first time it has appeared. Once knowing the growth habit and size of the plant, a zoomed-in photo of a single leaf is the next step. Leaves provide three additional identification traits: arrangement, shape, and margin shape. Leaves are arranged on the stem of a plant in different ways depending on the plant. Leaves can be opposite each other or can alternate from each side of the stem. Sometimes, leaf location will circle around a stem. Leaves can also be simple, where there is a single leaf per bud, or compound, where there are multiple leaflets per bud. Leaf shape is a trickier diagnostic tool. Some leaves change shape between the base and top of the plant, so it is better to have multiple photos of leaves if possible. Lastly, the edges of a leaf are called the leaf margin. These can be smooth, toothed, or double-toothed. By combining all of these traits and knowledge of the general range of plants, it is possible to determine the species of any plant. There are other identification characteristics that would help to note, the two most common being flowers and fruit. These will not always be on the plant, but when they are excellent traits to help further narrow down the field. Keep track of when your mystery plant flowers and what color the flowers are. If you can get pictures of the flower, be certain to capture it from the top down instead of from the side. Many plant families are known for having a distinct flower shape or number of petals. One example is the mustard family, which has yellow flowers with four petals in the shape of a cross, lending to its old family name of Cruciferaceae. Anytime you can find fruit on the plant, note its season of fruiting and fruiting structure. Some plants grow a single fruit, some grow individual fruits, and some grow clusters of fruits. How a plant fruits is a direct result of how it flowers. Buying a guide or checking one out from the library can help you identify plants, but it's important to know which guide to choose. Some guides are incredibly general, while some are incredibly specific. Oftentimes, guides will be divided up by the region the plant was found in to help keep the list of possibilities manageable. Most plants found in our area will be in guides focusing on the Great Plains or Midwest region. In some rare instances, a guide will focus on the eastern half or western half of the United States. This typically only happens when the guide has an alternative focus, such as edible wild plants. This is about the limit of geographical coverage for guides that will end up being helpful to you in your identification pursuits. For more information or for help identifying plants, contact your local Extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.